Make your hearts ready, my people. Consider what is most important in your life. Weigh these things now, before calamity strikes your nation. What means the most to you? Your wife and children? Your affluent lifestyle and social status? All that you have worked so hard to accumulate over the years? This is a wake-up call to dwarf all other wake-up calls. You will be forced to choose between the things you hold dearest in your lives and me. You will no longer be able to sit on the fence or skate by. You will be backed into a corner where you will be forced to see your wife and children die, or you will deny me. There's no more middle ground. If you die before you die, when you die, you will never die. Die now to all these things to follow me. My mother also had to choose the sacrifice. She knew my fate and why it had to be that way. She prepared all her life from the time Simeon told her that a sword would pierce her heart until the very moment that it did. You see, our hearts are one. When the Romans pierced my heart, they pierced hers as well, even to the point where she suffered from heart damage for the rest of her days. How could she not respond that way? Do you suppose she suffered because of my torture and death? Do you suppose she suffered because she would no longer have my loving embrace? Did she suffer this heart damage because I would no longer be able to support her in necessities, or because I died a shameful death between two thieves, like an outcast? No, my beloved ones, none of the above entered her mind or bothered her. What tore her heart to pieces was the rejection of her people, of their long-awaited Messiah. What crucified her very being was the fate of her people who denied their Messiah. Be careful not to allow this very same tragedy to grip you in that moment of truth, that moment of ultimate sacrifice, when you see your children mutilated and killed. Do not let the horrific consequences of their self-serving way of life contaminate your judgment. In that moment, I will comfort your children. I will comfort you. And together in paradise, we will rejoice in the goodness of eternal life. In that moment, I will strengthen you. Consider that death of your physical bodies lasts only seconds, but death of your soul is eternal. I am pleading with you. Prepare yourselves for the hardest trials you have ever suffered. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where your children see the extent of your love of God. And through this, they too will be saved. It has been said, the living will envy the dead. Truly, this will be so. On that day, you will count yourselves lucky to be separated from your physical body and give up your soul to me. Prepare for this, my beloved ones. Prepare, because it is coming. Some of you will make this ultimate choice. Prepare, and I will be with you. There will be great rejoicing in heaven on that day. Fortify your hearts with faith and hope. because soon, very soon, we will be together, and no longer will you suffer any pain, any sadness. All will flee away. And that's the end of his message.